Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friend, and that topic is simply the good life. The good life. If you ask 10 people to give you the definition of the good life, you'll probably get 10 different responses. First, you'd have to break down what they consider to be good, and then, of course, most importantly, you'd have to break down what they consider life to be. When you think about life and why people are working so hard to achieve the quote-unquote good life, then you can understand more specifically why they would want to be a part of your mission, join your organization, and work side by side with you. My friends and neighbors, everything about our business opportunities, everything about being an entrepreneur, everything about running your own show is predicated on your ability to attract and retain key people. I submit to you that key people are coming to you because they want to achieve the good life. That doesn't mean they don't already have a particular thing that they have achieved. It means they're coming to you because they want more. Life is our acronym to describe the four things that every single person wants that joins your team. It doesn't matter what their age, it doesn't matter their gender, doesn't matter their background. Every person that joins you is looking for four key components. Let's outline them in our life acronym. The first thing they're looking for is love. Yes, now you may not initially agree with it, but allow me to explain. They want love because everybody wants to be in an environment where they feel appreciated, admired, where they feel cared for. They want that. The number one reason most individuals don't like their current jobs is because they don't feel loved. It's not because they're doing something they don't like. It's because they go there and there are cliques and factions in the office and there's infighting and they don't like that because they don't feel like a part of a family. But our job is to show love to everyone on our teams. That's the reason why we use terms like brother and sister to people who are not biologically related to us. We do that because there's nothing that depicts love quite like family. I have to say, if they're joining me because they want to be loved, then how do I show them love? First, I make them feel like family. In our organization, everyone is treated like a brother or sister. Now, you will hear people say that they don't want to work with family, that it's not a good idea to do business with family, yet they'll call people play sisters and play brothers and play aunties and adopted this and adopted that. That's because we all enjoy family. We just want to pick the family that we work with. We want to create our own families, as it were. And we've got to make everyone on our teams feel like families. Once you know how to show love, then you got to know how to sustain love. And sustaining love is simply remaining consistent in your treatment. You can't start off treating them like brother, then transition into treating them like stranger. That's not going to work. What we've got to do is sustain love by remaining consistent in our treatment. Everyone wants to be treated like family. We've got to be able to maintain that consistency, and we've got to sell love by teaching the culture of our organization, letting individuals know that a big reason why individuals are connected to us is because we're doing something together. We're on a mission as a family to accomplish a particular thing. Well, I say that not only are people that are joining your teams looking for love, they're also looking for inspiration. Yes, my friends, everybody, it doesn't matter who they are. People attend church regularly to receive inspiration. People read books to attain inspiration. There are halftime speeches in locker rooms of professional sports teams. Why? Because they want to be inspired before they go out and play the next half of the game. Everyone is looking for inspiration. And when you recognize that when people join you, they're looking to be inspired. They're looking to be motivated. They're looking to be encouraged. They're looking for someone to lift them up. They may have come from an environment where they don't hear great things at home. They don't hear great things on their job. They don't hear great things in their biological families. But when you are connected to them, they should get constant, consistent constant encouragement from you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when we tap into the fact that everyone wants to be inspired, it will be the reason why this podcast spreads all over the world as it has. So many people are sending it to individuals because they want them to be inspired. If you cannot inspire them directly, connect them to the sources that can. Yes, my friends and neighbors, because they need inspiration. That F in our life acronym reminds us that everyone that you connect with is looking for freedom. Yes, I mean freedom in every aspect. They're looking for, mostly, and many of them are looking for financial freedom. They want to go where they want. They want to buy what they want. They want to do what they want. They don't want to be restricted when it comes time to take a trip. They don't want to be restricted when it comes time to make an investment in themselves. That's the reason why when you connect with them, they're looking for freedom. Now, you may say, well, they already seem pretty stable. Well, if they're connecting to you, then they may want to go from an apartment to a home, or from a home to a mansion, or from business class to first class, or from first class to private jet. Whatever level of freedom, the goal is, you keep in mind as a leader that we don't provide freedom. We don't provide freedom. We provide opportunity. Many of you that are history enthusiasts may remember that Harriet Tubman led people to the Underground Railroad. This was a system that was designed to help slaves become free. Now, she did not make them free. She simply gave them the opportunity. There were risks involved, just like there will be when anyone joins your team. But what we preach is the opportunity on the other side of the risk. That's why those who truly want to be free will make sacrifices. You can determine whether anyone wants to truly be free based on the sacrifices that they're going to make. If they want to be financially free, they'll make a financial sacrifice. Those that don't want to be financially free will never make a financial sacrifice. But if they truly want freedom, you preach the opportunity. They then have the responsibility of taking advantage of it and becoming free. My friends, I wish I had time to complete this because I wanted to get to the E. However, that's my time. If you enjoyed this training segment, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.